from the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Media Knoxville. This show belongs to you at 656-9900. 656-9900. The sports you need before sunrise is on the air. You're inside the starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
I love the extended intro. You got to give it time to let it marinate and get you fired up for a big Thursday program. Good morning to you. We continue from our home studios. Tyler Ivins, Will West, Eric Kane from the Budweiser studios at 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Look, these are challenging times right now. All right? I mean, so much so where the starting lineup continues to do live local radio from our residence. And we continue to bring you informative and entertaining radio. And a huge thank you to our friend Kevin Frazier this morning, allowing the Thursday TSL to be brought to you by our friends over at Frazier's Carpet One. And you know what? They are essential at this time, Will West. So home repairs, supply, and service, look, they remain open, and they continue to be the floor covering service that you need. Home repairs in the greater Knoxville area. This is no better time to get it done than what's happening right now. So give Kevin and his staff call the ring right now, 546-4850, 865-546-4850, and good morning to you, Will.
Yeah, good morning to you, man. Frazier's wants to reassure their customers they are still here. They'll be following through on their service and installation obligations they've already made to their customers. And additionally, Frazier's can continue to serve all the floor covering and home repair needs with minimum contact and maximum results. Just give Frazier's a call, 546-4850. They come to you. Free in-home estimate, free in-home shopping. Plus, they can video conference with you, FaceTime, Skype, Zoom, you name it. This isn't new to Frazier's. It's how That's they've crazy. Been doing business for years, so it isn't going to be clunky and awkward moving forward. For almost 70 years, the Frazier's family's been helping you create beautiful rooms and beautiful homes with beautiful flooring. How about this right now? No money down, free financing for 24 months. Whether it's carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl tile, if you need floor covering repair or replacement, call Frazier's, 546-4850. They make it easy. And, of course, they stand behind their workmanship with the written lifetime installation guarantee. What I love about Frazier's, and we've used Frazier's here for our home, just about everybody at the station has. The reason why is you get the best of both worlds. You get the best customer service. You know you're shopping local, keeping the money right here in our in East Tennessee, but you still get the best price. They're the ones with the buying power muscle. So total installed price, they're going to beat the big box store retailers, regardless of the special that they are running.
All right, lots to get into today. Weird things have been happening during what has been this COVID-19 pandemic. So much so, stuff that just kind of makes you scratch your head going, how do people not know how to do that before this actually happened over the last couple of weeks? We'll explain more coming up before 9 a.m. this morning. And look, I know how much everybody is missing college football or is worried that college football could be missed from all this. Well, we're going to give you a little taste of college football today because Caesars over the last 48 hours has released win totals for the college football season and a Tennessee team last year who needed a couple extra W's here or there to kind of lift everybody's morale, especially from the coming from behind win against Indiana. That is going to be one we get into today. If I asked you right now, just take a wild guess out there, what is Tennessee's win total at Caesars this year? Could you guess it? Keep that number in mind because we're going to get into it coming up in a matter of moments. Not only that, but, Will, I do have to say there are a few things I want to talk about when it comes to Tennessee's football program this year and how they're going to reach that magic number. And out of these 14 programs, there is one in particular. We chatted about it yesterday as we said goodbye. There's one number in particular that if you could point out what the juicy number is, where the one where you can make a little bit of money, it might come as a surprise because it was a team that found a lot of success last year. I got to ask you, though, right out of the gate, sometimes you just got to ask your co-host how he's dealing with it, how he's doing, and kind of just get caught up with him, man. Because with our schedules, how busy they are, we hardly get an opportunity just to check on one another and see how are you doing. So I'm asking you out of the gate on our program, how are you faring, man? How's everything?
Yeah,
do well.
No, I'm fine, man. No, I'm totally good. So it's I think that for those of us that have been in the military, this is just like this is easier a little bit for us because in the military you just do a whole lot of hurry up and wait. You might spend 3 days inside of a tent somewhere, and then bam, you got to go do something for a day. So the idea of just kind of chilling, still doing work, still handling business. So I'm fine. I hope that everybody else isn't. There are a lot of people kind of from a mental health standpoint that are struggling right now. And a lot of people lost their jobs during this time. You know, I put this on Twitter. I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was a lady yesterday. I was at there's a specific type of yogurt that Avery likes, and she's got dairy allergy issues. Yesterday, I'm at the Kroger on North Shore, and I'm sitting in the self-checkout line. There's a lady named Teresa who was the person that was checking everyone out. And the lady in front of me in line asked her to put back 3 packages of meat because she said, I didn't bring enough money, so I'm not able to get this 3 packages of meat. And so the lady just looks at her and says, do you want me to get it for you? I don't mind to get it for you. And the lady said, no, I'll come back with more money and just load. She's like, well, why don't I cover it and you just pay me when you get back here? You know, thinking that she didn't have the money and was kind of trying to stave off embarrassment a little bit there. It was so cool to see. So for me right now, it's what I'm trying to do is just let's see the people that are being awesome, that are being helpers, that are doing you know what I mean, that are acting the way that we were all raised to act. But unfortunately, sometimes we don't think to act that way because especially in times of crisis, it can be easy to just pay attention to your stuff and yours and your family stuff. But it was really, really awesome to see this lady. Teresa, that, I mean, you know how grocery store workers it is right now. Who knows how many hours that she's been working right now and how difficult the situation's been. And, you know, it at risk. This is definitely an at-risk job right now with everything going on with COVID-19. But to see this lady say, hey, you can't afford this meat. I'll buy this meat for you. I don't want you to go without. I thought that was absolutely awesome. And I tip my cap to Teresa over at the Kroger on North Shore Drive.
These are the stories that we need more of right now, do we not? You know, we need more stories of what's happening in the grocery stores where Americans, people worldwide, are just continuing to be kind to others. I understand it's part of the news. I understand it's part of the update. But, we have to be informed about what's happening in Jersey and how there are new cases and beds and ventilators are becoming scarce. I get that. Those are the facts, and those are the things that we need to know during updates. But you know what? For every four of those stories, it'd be great if we could get one story about somebody helping others or doing their part to continue to practice social distancing or, as you just laid out, having a kind, kind person in this world, in particular here in East Tennessee, in our city, like Teresa. So if we could find ways out there for us to have more Teresas, or if we could find more ways for people like you out there to find a way to make somebody's day or do something nice and genuine for somebody else during these difficult times, try to find a way to get that near the top of your things to do list every day. You may not even come in contact with anybody. I know that I haven't left the house in a couple of days, but when I do come in contact with somebody, it's never forget to ask somebody how they're doing or how you can maybe help them and how you can do something for them during this difficult time, because you never know what they just might want somebody to ask because they're too embarrassed to ask themselves. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. The 20, 30s, 40s plus club. We want to hear from you this morning. We're going to be chatting with Kevin Frazier coming up before the bottom of the hour. If you would like an opportunity to chat with Kevin Frazier and some of his staff, well, again, that phone number, 546-4850. No money down. Free financing for the next 24 months. Jam-packed program today where we hand things off now to Eric Kane for our first update on 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
The Lady Vol was added to the roster last night with a commitment from Liberty graduate transfer Kenyon Green. Green, a 6'1" forward, was in the Big South Player of the Year following the 2017-18 campaign as a sophomore. Some more news around college basketball. Kentucky forward Keon Brooks Jr. will return to the Wildcats for his sophomore season. Duke transfer Alex O'Connell announced his commitment to Creighton. The NCAA has granted DePaul guard Jalen Coleman-Lands his 6-year of eligibility, and Kentucky coach John Calipari is launching a Facebook Live show called Coffee with Cal. That's to raise money for the COVID-19 relief efforts. The NFL is turning its 3-day draft into a fundraiser to help 6 charities dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, focusing on the frontline workers of healthcare and first responders. And in baseball, the South Korean Baseball League is targeting an early May start with an exhibition game starting as early as April 21st. It's 6:12. Going to check out the roads, Pete Michaels traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
All right, starting lineup continues here. We're Thursday, April the 9th. Being brought to you by Frazier's Carpet One. Kevin Frazier to join the program coming up at the bottom of the hour. All right, Will, let's take a peek at what happened over the last couple of days, at least of the world of gambling. In the desert, Caesars released SEC over-under win totals for the 2020 college football season. And I will tell you there are some juicy numbers here. We'll get started with Tennessee. 7.5 for Tennessee right now after the resurrecting season that was last year, the come-from-behind victory against Indiana to kind of seal things up. It ended with a nice little cherry on top of a Sunday that was, I guess, doable for fans in a second year for Jeremy Pruitt. Now year number 3 with Jerry Garantano returning as starting quarterback with some other important pieces that are returning, but then also, Will, importantly, losing a lot of those important pieces that led to successful seasons last year. Your thoughts on 7.5 right out of the gate? The juice is currently set at -160, so at least people right now are currently on the uptick on Tennessee getting more the over 7.5 wins right now at Caesars.
Yeah, look, I've always been a proponent of Vegas was not built on juice, so they usually know what they're doing there. And for me, this is guidance for at least where Vegas thinks the team is coming into the season. So Vegas has them at 7.5, and it's -160 for the over, +140 for the under. That tells you Vegas thinks Tennessee's going to go 8-4. For me, I think Tennessee's going to go 8-4. So that I don't know, makes me feel a little bit better about what my thought process is about Tennessee coming into this season.
Sure.
8-4 season in year 3 for Jeremy Pruitt. How do you think everybody's going to respond to that around here if that is the way that it goes down? Or one, do you think that's accurate? Are you on that 8-4 train? Two, how do you think everyone would respond to an 8-4 season this year?
Am I on the 8-4 train? That would mean your likely losses are going to be to the big 3 of the SEC, and then you add Oklahoma to the mix.
Yep.
And that means you're going to beat everybody else. That means you're going to beat South Carolina and Columbia this year. That means that you're going to beat Kentucky at home this year. I mean, I'll tell you, there are some games in there that would automatically say that the Vols are favored and that the Vols are going to end up having to go in and having to take care of business another year against Will Muschamp. I don't know. 8-4, I don't think there's any way that Tennessee is going to beat Bama or Georgia this year. I would then probably put Florida on that list and then Oklahoma, or maybe I should flip-flop Oklahoma and I should flip-flop Florida. So I think right now 8-4 seems likely. I'm on board with that. And if you're a Tennessee fan right now and you go 8-4 and you beat everybody else in the SEC, but you still don't have victories over a Georgia or a Florida in the East, and you're still the third best team in your division, I think there might be some people out there that probably put their fist up and squawk and go, when are you going to take the next step? But you know what? Good on Tennessee for at least scheduling in Oklahoma this year. So I think 8-4, I think people would be doable with that because it feels like that the Vols are on the escalator of win totals. Let's see if they can pick up a 9th. 8-4 likely what? Get you into the Outback Bowl? That gets you to Tampa for the Outback Bowl, depending on which Big Ten team you beat for a 9th win?
Well, I guess it depends on how many – do you get 1 or 2 teams? It depends on what everybody else does, right? But
right.
It could get you into the Outback Bowl, depending on where the rest of the do you get 4 SEC West teams with 9 wins or more? That's the question that you're going to ask yourself there. And so Tennessee is going to get the benefit of the doubt a little bit more than some other schools will, but 8-4 can get you into the Outback Bowl.
Let's look at some of these other numbers. Alabama leading the way at 10.5 right now. Georgia at 10, Florida at 10, A&M at 9.5, and LSU at 9. The only other school that is ahead of Tennessee, there's a 6th school in Auburn. They're at 8.5. So if you just go based on the numbers, Will, the 3 conference teams that we have Tennessee losing to this year are all projected at 10 wins this year. Alabama, yeah. Georgia, Florida, all at 10 wins this year. So based on what Caesars believes, I think 8 wins right now might be kind of where Tennessee is going to be sitting, and that is without knowing where they have Oklahoma this year with their win total. Oklahoma, who just last year, they had a lot of success as well. So I think 8-4 makes a lot of sense this year for Tennessee.
So here's what's interesting about this, right? Two schools particularly I want to point out. Alabama at 10.5, the over's minus 140, so Vegas thinks they go to 11. Florida at 10, the over's minus 135, so Vegas thinks that they hit 11. Georgia's at 10, and the under is minus 125.
Yeah.
So Vegas thinks that they're more likely to go 9 wins than they are to go 11 wins. That is very interesting. If Georgia goes 9-3 this year, goodness, Georgia fans are going to lose their minds. And then, of course, LSU, your defending national champion, they're at 9 wins, and the under's minus 130. I mean, the Vegas thinks it's more likely that they go 8-4 than they go 10-2, which is pretty incredible considering the defending national champs. Look, I am someone that has said Dave Aranda, Joe Brady, Joe Burrow, it was a perfect storm, and they survived Alabama because Tua made a couple horrible mistakes in the first half that he didn't make in the second half, and Edwards-Helaire just put the team on his back in the second half of that game, and that's why LSU wins the national championship. And so I am not the biggest fan as far as Ed Ogeron as an X's and O's guy, but he is the one that hired Joe Brady. He is the one that hired, you know, I guess he didn't hire Dave Aranda, but he kept Dave Aranda around instead of bringing his own guy in. Now I guess it's got Linehan and Bo Pelini is the defensive coordinator, and they've lost a lot of talent. Clearly Vegas does not believe that the Tigers even have a puncher's chance of repeating as champions this year or making it to the playoff again.
Remember, the reason why a lot of people who haven't peeked at Georgia's schedule this year, why might the number be hitting the under or the juice be building on the under? Well, this year, the SEC West opponents for the Bulldogs, September 19th, Georgia goes to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama, and then Auburn comes to Georgia on October the 10th. So Georgia's cross-division matchups this year are Alabama and Auburn.
Yeah.
So...
But that would have them losing to somebody else as well on top of that if you're for Georgia this upcoming year, which is quite honestly, when you look at that 11 wins for Florida, you can't help but think, do they think that it's going to be, because I don't, you know, Virginia's, they're not a conference opponent. I don't think that they're going to lose to Virginia. So it makes me think that Vegas thinks that Florida's going to beat Georgia this year.
Neutral site lost to Florida on Halloween. And then, would you say October 10th, Auburn goes into Georgia. They beat them in Sanford, and then they can't hold their own against Alabama and Tuscaloosa.
Looks that way. Definitely looks that way.
Any other number on here that has you standing out? You already brought up the national champion LSU. Under 130 at 9.
Yeah. That is the idea that their Vegas thinks LSU's an 8-4 football team this year, at least Caesars does, that is a lot. Look, I thought LSU would come back down to the pack, but I thought it'd be 9 wins. And honestly, if I was the one handicapping this, I would have had LSU at 9.5 and A&M at 9. And I would have said, and I would have had the under for A&M there. So, but, you know, I guess A&M does bring most everyone back. So maybe they can get it done. I just think that's the kind of, that's what Jimbo Fisher is he's a 9-3 coach. I think LSU goes 9-3 this year as well. So I would say that LSU pushes at this 9 wins this season. But for Vegas to say more likely at 8 than it is at 10, that is intriguing, we'll just say.
Tennessee 7.5 right now based on Caesars in Vegas. You taking the over, you taking the under. I mean, there's a lot of people. Look, it's we're in Knoxville, we get it. It's going to be the over. But this is a Tennessee team this year. They have Oklahoma in their non-conference schedule with 3 of their opponents slated to win 10 games or more, at least through the eyes of Caesars out of the desert. We'll put that poll question up right now at TSL 99.1, at Tyler Ivins, at Will West WNML. We speak with Kevin Frazier from Frazier's Carpet One coming up on the other side. That's at 546-4850. And, you know, Will, there's a lot of in-home shopping. There's a lot of essentials right now that people are looking to pick up while they're at home. They can actually FaceTime or Zoom in with you, and they can walk you through a lot of the process on what they do over at Frazier's Carpet One, remaining open during this time. They're essential home repair. You've already mentioned it. Minimum contact and maximum results. That's what Kevin Frazier and his staff want to make sure that they get across to you today as they bring you TSL for a Thursday.
Yeah, look, and how about this? As an extension of their commitment to serving the greater needs of the needs of the greater Knoxville area, then keep the wheels of the local economy moving. Frazier's just this. We brought in an additional 25,000 square feet of the most popular styles of luxury vinyl plank, hardwood, and carpet. So we're talking about no money down, free financing for 24 months. In-stock luxury vinyl plank as low as 69 cents per square foot. In-stock beautiful 5-inch wide hand-scraped hickory and birch hardwood as low as 199 per square foot. Floating rigid core luxury vinyl plank with pad, that's what we got in the basement, and it looks magnificent, as low as 179 per square foot right now. Frazier's has been in business in East Tennessee since 1953. They've weathered so many crises. They know how to strike a mature, safe, clear-eyed, problem-solving balance when it comes to dealing with challenges, even unprecedented challenges at Frazier's.
Kevin Frazier to join the program on the other side. Before we wrap up hour number one, love it or leave it for a Thursday, Tyler Ivins, Will West. It is the starting lineup here on 99.1, The Sports Animal. Again, Tennessee at 7.5. That's the number set by Caesars Sportsbook out in Vegas for the upcoming 2020 season. We welcome you back. Kevin's. Frazier's Carpet One. It's Kevin Frazier's Carpet One. The essential business staying open during this time. And Tyler Ivins and Will West bringing you TSL today for a Thursday. We're at our home studios. And we have Kevin Frazier who's joining us on the telephone this morning. And Kev, first and foremost, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning joining us. And hopefully everything is going well, not just with the family, but also with you and your hardworking workers there over off of Western Avenue. First and foremost, how are you doing this morning? Everything well in your neighborhood?
Doing well. You know, my hardworking workers wanted me to allow myself to introduce myself. Yes, I am doing great. It is good to be on the radio with you all. It brings a smile to my face.
Kevin, how's everything? Everything going all right? The family good? Your wife, your kids, everybody, Everybody safe?
Yeah, everybody's safe. Everybody's good, and we are marching forward here and helping a lot of folks out with their home repairs and home improvements. And so, everybody's good, and man, loving the sunshine.
Yeah, look, if you've been around the East Tennessee at all, you know the home improvement stores are packed. People are really kind of prioritizing while we're home. And let's be honest, we probably in this generation aren't home enough. And now that we're kind of forced to be home, I think a lot of us are looking at things, Kevin, saying, what are ways that we can maybe maximize the value of my home or improve my home, make use of this time where we are at the house? One thing that I would always tell people, new flooring, and you guys have done it for us, and it's just been an incredible experience. But right now you have maybe the best deal that I've ever seen, and especially the best financing deal I've ever seen at Frazier's Carpet One.
No money down, free financing, 24 months. Yeah, we know that these are uncertain times, and people are wondering, hey, I want to do this new floor. And to your point, nothing makes a room or a house pop more than a new floor. But they're wondering about everything that's going on, and we know that 24 months, no money down, free financing is going to help.
Yeah, and right now at Frazier's Carpet One as well, one thing I did want to point out, your people, when they come in, everyone is, it's uninvasive. You guys respect people's space. You guys respect people's time. When it comes to, whether it comes to your salespeople who come out and kind of, they're more than just salespeople because they could really help you a lot of things when it comes to design, when it comes to making sure that you get the right flooring that matches the walls, that matches the cabinetry, that all of those things. Everyone's just really respectful of your time and your space when they come in. So I cannot recommend the customer service experience of Frazier's more.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I want to point out is we're all having to do things a little bit differently. And we're maintaining social distancing while we're in your home or we're doing video conferencing or whatever it is that you would like for us to do. We've been doing this forever, as you know, because you've been hanging out with us forever. In-home shopping, we make it easy. That's just kind of who we've always been. And so this isn't like a new, awkward, clunky thing for us. We're able to execute all this in just our normal, smooth, making it easy way.
It's incredible how you guys, even during this time, continue to do things smooth. And as you just put it, it's not clunky. You just continue to do it without it being awkward. But out of all this, no matter how times are these days. You guys continue, stand behind your workmanship, and you guys bring the lifetime installation guarantee to the table as well. Just continuing to knock it out of the park day in and day out, even during these difficult times, Kev.
Yeah, you know, I always say I'm super proud of not only my sales professionals, but also our installation professionals. And we don't talk about their tenure with us in terms of years. We talk about it in terms of generations. I'm super, super proud of that. And I also want to say, Will, you were referencing the home improvement centers earlier, and people know that on certain things there are shortages. And one of the things that we've begun to see in our industry a little bit are some shortages. That's why we're not bleeding our inventory down. I've been buying excess inventory for the last 15 days so that we've got lots and lots and lots in stock. In fact, more in stock than we've ever had, and especially on the luxury vinyl plank, which is so popular right now.
It is fantastic. I've been trying to get Ivan to the luxury vinyl plank, Kevin, because it's if you have a dog, if you have kids, luxury vinyl plank will be the biggest lifesaver that you. If you have someone who cooks like I do, luxury vinyl plank will be the biggest lifesaver for you in the world, because that wood floor that everybody loves, you still get those looks like that and all kinds of different looks. But if someone spills, let's say someone spills water, or the dog has an accident, or the dog tracks in mud, it is the quickest, easiest cleanup you've ever seen.
It is. It's waterproof, and it's also, I guess from what I'm hearing you say, spaghetti sauce proof.
yes.
But yeah, it sure is. It's winter.
That's crazy. I just had spaghetti last night. How does Kevin Frazier know this?
Kevin, you're a big NFL guy. Are you looking forward to the virtual draft? Is that something that that turns you off? I know some people are asking the question, will people watch a virtual draft? Are you interested in watching a virtual NFL draft this year?
At this point in time, yes, I am. I'm just so starved for anything. So, yes. You know, if you'd asked me 6 weeks ago, I might have given you a different answer. But now it's like, yeah, I'm just starved.
I'm sitting here taking a peek at 69 cents a square foot on the luxury vinyl plank the exact same time that Murphy comes busting into my office door right now. So if there's any sign whatsoever that I need to get on the bandwagon that is Fraser's Carpet One, then perhaps during these essential times I should just give them a ring just like you can. 546-4850, 546-4850. Kevin, you're going to be joining us a couple of more times, including coming up in hour number three of the program. We have some very intriguing start bench cuts, so I hope that you're on your A game today. You usually are, but this is just a reminder with it being April the 9th. Today is no better time for you to be on your A game, sir.
All right. Challenge accepted. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kevin. Hey, I do want to point out just real quickly, too, when you hear us talk about things like in-stock luxury vinyl plank as low as 69 cents per square foot, floating rigid core luxury vinyl plank with pad as low as 179 per square foot, it isn't just these are loss leaders, but if you want the good stuff, it's from the low end to the medium grade to the high end. What we did is we got the highest of the high end for a little lower than the price of the mid grade. So it goes across the entire board when you talk about the different qualities. You still get to save all over the place when it comes to their in-stock, and nobody's got more in-stock than Fraser's. Their in-stock stuff that they have at Fraser's Carpet One.
There's a lot of things they're doing over there at Fraser's Carpet One that absolutely blow me away, especially each time that we walk into their facilities. But when we walk into their building and finding out that they're constantly cleaning their offices and their bleach-based cleaners no less than every 12 hours, they have antibacterial wipes, they have the hand sanitizer everywhere for you to look. The customers and the employees, they give you that opportunity so you know you're in a safe environment making the upgrades in your homes. It's off Western Avenue. It's Fraser's Carpet One. Or if you want to keep it at the house, 546-4850. And once again, they have no problems whatsoever. Zoom, whether it's FaceTime, whether it's Skype, whatever video chat service you have, they'd be more than happy to be invited into your home to let you know how they can help you and your home with minimum contact and maximum results. All right, we wrap up hour number one of the program next with Love It or Leave It. Tyler Ivins from the home studios, Will West from his home studios. You're listening to 99.1, The Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Lady Vols added to the roster last night with a commitment from Liberty graduate transfer Kenyon Green. Green, a 6'1" forward, was in the Big South Player of the Year following a 2017-18 sophomore campaign. The NFL is turning its three-day draft into a fundraiser to help six charities dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. It's focused on paying tribute to healthcare workers and first responders. The Chiefs and running back DeAndre Washington agreed to a one-year deal to reunite him with Texas Tech teammate Patrick Mahomes. Elsewhere, Tom Brady said he holds no resentment towards the former coach Bill Belichick of the Patriots for not keeping him in New England. This was during a two-hour interview with SiriusXM's The Howard Stern Show. And new Panthers coach Matt Rhule said Teddy Bridgewater was not a better fit than compared to recently departed quarterback Cam Newton of the Panthers. In baseball, the South Korean Baseball League is targeting a May 1st restart with exhibition games as early as April 21st. After peaking at 900 new cases on February 29th, the country has experienced three consecutive days of new cases sitting around the 50 mark, according to the AP. It's 6:42. You can check the roads of Pete Michaels traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
.1 Starting lineup continues on the Sports Animal, 656-9900. Also at 1-866-656-9900. 20s, 30s, 40-plus club. Ivan's here on my side of town in my home studio. Will West from his home studio in his part of town. Eric Kane now with Love It or Leave It from the Budweiser Studios to wrap up hour number one.
When you break it all down, it comes to one simple question. Love it or leave it?
Love it or leave it.
All right, gentlemen, the Falcons became the recent NFL team to show off new uniforms. Love it or leave it, Atlanta's new jerseys.
I'm going to leave these, boys. And if I could steal from their division rival, Carolina Panthers, I thought they did just a fantastic job of trolling them yesterday. The Atlanta Falcons' new uniforms look just like the Mean Machine uniforms from Adam Sandler's reboot of The Longest Yard. There's some of them that look like the All Blacks back in the Jamal Anderson days. Okay, I'm okay with that. They look kind of cool, but they're everyday reds with the ATL across the chest, Will. It seems a little corny for me. When was the last time somebody called Atlanta the ATL?
Yeah,
just say Atlanta.
Yeah, it's the, well, everybody in Atlanta calls it the ATL still. So it's now, should they? That is a separate question. I wish this was like it or leave it, because I would give it a like, but it is love it or leave it. I will say leave it. I cannot love these. I like them. They're fine. I wish they went with a little bit more of a retro look as opposed to trying to new school up the black uniforms, but at least, I don't know, it's somewhat like the old Jerry Glanville days. That's the one they need to go with.
Tom Brady recently told Howard Stern that he has a problem with people being able to pull back to the back of the mansion he's renting from Derek Jeter. Love it or leave it, privacy would be the number one luxury of buying or renting a mansion.
I will leave this. It is not the number one luxury. Everything inside of it, because you can always build a wall. You know what I mean? You can always go your personal property, Trump, and build a wall around what you got. A lot of people do that. But it's just the way that it goes when you talk about outside of the Miami area, outside of the Tampa area. You're just going to deal with people looky-loos pulling up behind where your stuff is to kind of say, hey, look, that's so-and-so's house. And Nick Saban's house in the lake in Alabama. We've seen how many people that have taken pictures of that and put it up on social media. I know that Brady and Giselle, they're far bigger stars than Saban are, but this is just kind of what comes with the territory.
It's not the number one luxury. It certainly is annoying, though. Because, like, if I'm living in a mansion, I don't know about you guys, but I've always had an infatuation with indoor pools. Don't ask me why, but I've always wanted an indoor pool. Why do you want an indoor pool when you can enjoy some of the luxuries of the sunshine and maybe a little water fountain outside or maybe the hot tub that pours over into the pool? Privacy's big, but it's not the number one luxury when it comes to owning a mansion, which, by the way, let me know whenever we get to a point in time in our lives where we can just go to Derek Jeter and start renting one of his 14 properties out in the state of Florida.
All right, Chris Paul, many other NBA and WNBA players are gathering together for a game of horse. Love it or leave it, Will would win a TSL matchup of horse.
I'll start this out and I will leave this. It would not be me. Like, so I don't think that the jump shot's where it used to be. I have not played in a few years, so right now I am not the one because it's been so long. If you give us 6 weeks to get prepared, I think I feel good about my chances, but I think just going out there right now, I would not be able to get it done.
You know what? I'm going to leave this as well because I'm a layup machine. I mean, I just, as long as I use the window, man, and as long as I keep them granny shots or, like, up close, I'm totally here for that. The second Kaner or Will start doing the, all right, we're going to go off the top of the ceiling, off the back iron, all the way to the three-point line, underhand bank shot where you can add specifics to your horse shot, yeah, that's when things are going to start getting crazy. As long as we keep them over there in the paint or at the bunny gimmies, I'm okay with the bunny gimmies. So I will say I'll lean Will, and then I'll put Kaner second because there's no chance anybody who puts their money on me. I'm like plus 400 right now.
So you're going to love this?
I'll love Will being better out of the three of us, yes.
I think I would take Will hands down in a game of 21 or one-on-one or whatever. Will all day. I don't know if he went in a game of horse, though, but Will, when it really counts, for sure.
Well, who would win in a game of horse, Kaner?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can knock down a shot. I can't play basketball, but when no one's guarding me, I can knock down a shot. So I'll take me in a game of horse. But again, when it counts in a game of 21, no chance for me. That's all Will, or maybe you, Tyler. With humble brag, with Seattle likely out of the running for Jadeveon Clowney, the race has come down to Tennessee and Cleveland. Love or leave it, with the odds at 50-50, the Titans will sign Clowney.
Good. You know what? I love this. I just don't think it makes any sense for Cleveland right now. I think Will put it best. Why are you putting more rims or better rims on a vehicle that needs so much more done to it than how it looks on the outside? Because on the inside, right now, it's a mess. You can get a lot of names in there. You can get a lot of personalities in there. But not even Freddie Kitchens could help that team win last year. So why do this? Why continue to hamper your payroll with somebody like Jadeveon Clowney? Because I think we all agree, Clowney is not the difference between where the Browns were last year and where the Browns could be this year. How about winning the AFC North before paying Clowney? Because he's not going to get you any closer to the Super Bowl. So I'm going to say the Titans. I love this.
No, I believe this. I think the Browns are more, the more likely landing spot for Jadeveon Clowney. You know why? Because they make bad decisions. That's why. And paying Jadeveon Clowney a butt ton of money seems like it's a bad decision. So I think if somebody out there is going to make this mistake, the Browns are the team that's going to make this mistake. And I do think the Titans are also a little cheap. A little cheap, and that will help them in this endeavor.
You know, it's funny. Jadeveon Clowney is a great run stopper. He's a better run stopper than he is pass rusher. But yep. Again, you're an edge, and you're supposed to sack the quarterback. Mike Vrabel loves him. He was his DC in his most productive season in Houston. Also, Paul Kaharsky of PaulKaharsky.com and Midday 180 came out yesterday and said the Titans are now absolutely interested in pursuing him hard. All right, last one. Rapper Lil Nas X turns 21 today. Love or leave it. Could you listen to Old Town Road on repeat for 24 hours for $1,000? No sleeping or nothing. I'll start this off. Absolutely. I will do just about anything, as I have said, for money. I would love this.
Look, I am the biggest music snob that I know, and like in the history of the world, probably. So if there's any song I don't like on, I just tune it out. So yeah, I could do that. I could just tune it out absolutely. It wouldn't even be that difficult. The hardest part would just be I don't get to sleep, because I like sleep.
Yeah.
I just take a day off of work, and then I would just listen to that for 24 hours, and I'd make the $1,000, pocket that bad boy, and we'd be done. Issue whatsoever with this.
And that would be me. It's how I can't go to sleep. I can't smoke a cigar. I mean, what is it I can't do while I'm listening to?
Well, you can smoke a cigar and listen. I would assume.
Yeah, you're just gonna be listening to it.
That's fine, but it's like, but I got to stay awake for 24 consecutive hours while listening to that song on repeat for 24 hours. I'm gonna lean yes, but you know what? I'm not. My body isn't a temple like Will. That would be a lot more difficult than it would be to say. So it's easier said than done. 24 straight hours of take my horse to the Old Town Road, ride till I can't. No, Nike, see? That for 24 hours? The song's only 3.5 minutes long, boys. So you can do the math how long that would take. So I'll love this for now, but it's a lot easier said than done.
Love it or leave it.
New Balance Knoxville, Will West, bringing you Love It or Leave It and bringing shoes to your doorstep. There off the Suburban Shopping Center, you can see Sharon and her staff, or give them a ring later this morning.
If you've not seen the new color styles, the new colorways, all the different things that they've added to the lineup for New Balance Knoxville in this spring, I also love the New Balance Knoxville Made in America product. You know it lasts as well, but we're probably learned during all this we're relying too much on other countries when it comes to making our goods. New Balance Knoxville Made in United States product, and they can bring it right to your doorstep, Tyler said.
All right, so let's do this. 7.5 wins for Tennessee. You taking the over or the under, knowing that Alabama, Georgia, and Florida all slated at the 10-win mark for the 2020 season. And, oh, yeah, Oklahoma still on the conference or the non-conference portion of the schedule. Your 24 hours begins now. Could you do it for $1,000? Go ahead, Eric Kane. Go ahead and bump it up. 24 straight hours, Will?
Yeah, it's fine. You just stop paying attention to it. It's cool.
It's kind of like he doesn't pay attention to me. He's just tuning me out right now as we go to break. Top of the hour, lots to get into over the next 2 hours. Frazier's Carpet One bringing you a Thursday TSL. The virtual remote continues next here on 99.1, the Sports Animal.